Hello and welcome to the Mesa City Council study session for August the 22nd. All of our council members are present and accounted for. The first item on our agenda for this meeting is to review the formal agenda for tonight's council meeting. So let's take a look at that. I think currently there is nothing off of the consent agenda other than the first item on tonight's agenda is the appointment of John Taz as a city magistrate, and following the presumed approval of that, then we will take the opportunity to swear Judge Taz in as a member of the Mesa Municipal Court. Agenda item four are various liquor license applications. Five are various purchase contracts. We all went through all of this Thursday. Six are various resolutions. Let me know if I'm going too fast. Seven is the introduction of ordinances and setting August 29th as the public hearing on those ordinances. And then eight is items from citizens present. And then just to remind everyone, in the event the friends from Mesa Royale come, Mr. Brady has a document that addresses some of the frequently asked questions there, and we can update them and kind of respond to some of the questions they've raised in the past. Any questions about, yes, Mr. Pinter.
I know we already went through it. 5G, just a couple of quick questions for the police department.
Yes.
This is the software for the license plate reader. In my attempt to be vigilant, and I see that's actually the company we're using, Vigilant Solutions. Yes, sir. Chief, how are you?
Doing good.
What do we have in place? What guidelines, SOPs, whatever, with regard to the information that's gathered on these license plate readers? How is that handled within the department?
I don't have the exact specifics on that. I know we have, what this does is gives us permission to use the information. We don't collect any LPR data ourselves. We don't have that now. Tempe has it, and they have contracts with private companies to collect data through that, their license plate readers, like a tow truck company or whatnot. So this software gives us access to the data that they collect, and then we can use that for our intelligence in the Fusion Center. So as far as the specific rights, if you will, I'd have to get back to you on that.
Perfect.
And but it does allow us, this allows us access to what they collect.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you. I'll look forward to that.
Okay.
Thank you, Chief Silver. Any other questions, Council, on anything on the consent agenda for tonight's meeting? Okay, so it looks like the only thing off the consent then is going to be the swearing in of, or the approval of the judge and the swearing in of the judge. Next item on our agenda for this meeting is item two, hear a presentation and provide direction on the city's and Visit Mesa's partnership with the Phoenix Mesa Marathon. Ms. Kent, can you update us on this?
Sure, thank you, Mayor and Council. I'd like to ask Jamie Campbell to come on forward. Jamie is the race director for the marathon. She's a Mesa resident and also coached cross country at our Mesa Mountain View High School for 8 years. And so Jamie's here to talk a little bit about the accomplishments. The city, Visit Mesa, entered into a three-year partnership that just, we completed that partnership, and Jamie's gonna share some accomplishments, and then also is gonna talk about a proposal about moving forward with another three-year partnership, and they've made some modifications and suggestions that they would like to get your feedback on, and at the end we'll seek your direction on a few things. So Jamie, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you.
Thank you, Carrie. As Carrie said, I'm here to just review the BMO Harris Bank Mesa Phoenix Marathon and what we've done the last 5 years and some proposals for the next year. I also have with me Kim Arnett, who is just sitting right behind me, and she is one of the founders. Her and her husband, Brad Arnett, have founded the marathon, and they have done a spectacular job with it, and we are excited. To kick off the presentation, we have a video we'd like to share with you that just basically shows the marathon this last year and some of the highlights of that. All right, thank you. As you can see from the video, there are various races in the marathon. We have a full marathon, which starts out at Usury Pass. Just near the Gun Club, we have the half marathon, which begins on Greenfield and McDowell. the 10K, and then we have a kids 1K race. And that's a free race, and we do that race in part just to involve some of the community. We encourage kids of all ages to come out and participate. And we've had a great response to that race, and it's always fun to see them participating. The kids get to finish in our shoot with all of the other runners, and so it's an exciting experience for them. Just some quick statistics to review on our race. It has grown substantially over the 5 years, which has been exciting for us to see, because we're in an industry right now where we see a little bit of decline, but we've had growth each year. Last year, we had more than 10,000 runners register and run. As you can see on here, we have over 74% of our runners from Arizona, and we have all 50 states that are represented each year in the race, and over 20 countries participate. So you could see the flags in the video, and that's kind of neat for us. One of the great things about our race is it is a Boston qualifier. And what that means for the running community is if you want to run the Boston Marathon, you have to qualify. And that can be quite difficult. So runners look for races around the country and kind of decide where they want to go and what races they want to participate in. And we are the second highest qualifying race in the country for Boston qualifiers. So we've had quite a few elites come to our race. 2 years ago, when all of the runners were working on qualifying for the Olympics, we actually had four different runners qualify for the half marathon Olympic trials. So it's been exciting to see the positive response we've gotten from the running community, both elites and just your everyday runners. To talk a little bit about some of the economic impact of the BMO Harris Bank Mesa Phoenix Marathon, we have a race expo that is hosted the day before the race, and each runner is required to come pick up their race packet. And this year it was hosted at the Mesa Sheraton Hotel, and we had a great response. It was packed every day, and they say on average runners bring 2 to 3 people with them. And so with 10,000 runners, we calculated that we had over 20,000 people participate in that. And that's a place where the runners can come shop, and they spend money. They get to see Mesa Riverview Park. They go to the shopping center. And so it's great exposure for the city, as well as vendors and different shops in that area. We also have a substantial number of volunteers that it takes to put on this race. And the city of Mesa has been fantastic. Just all of the citizens coming out, we have participation from the schools, from church groups, from Boy Scout groups. And this last year, we had over 1,100 volunteers, and 90% of those were city of Mesa residents. We are able to work with Visit Mesa. Mark Garcia has been fantastic in helping us collaborate with hotels. We're obviously trying to drive as many runners as we can to stay in Mesa. Marathons are kind of tricky because you can't necessarily require them to participate in a stay and play program because so many of the participants live in Mesa or the East Valley. But Mark has been so gracious and helped us develop a modified type of program to encourage runners to book their hotel in Mesa, and then they get a discounted registration for the race. So we've been working closely with them to just encourage that. One of the things we are most proud of with the marathon is the Phoenix Marathon Foundation, and that was developed by Kim Arnett. And it's an opportunity to use the BMO Harris Bank Mesa Phoenix Marathon to raise money. The whole goal and purpose of the marathon is to raise money and help people. And to date, we have raised over $88,000 in scholarships. And we've kind of hit a point where we're trying to figure out what direction we wanted the foundation to go and how Kim could best help people raise funds. And we were fortunate enough to be put in contact with Mesa Counts on College. And for those of you who are not familiar with them, it's a local group, and they do phenomenal work with Mesa students to help a lot of first-generation college kids go to college. And what we like about it is it's really driving the funds towards students who otherwise would not even be able to get to college, whether it's for bus passes, for transportation, or books, or the small things they need. And so we are excited to shift our focus of the foundation towards Mesa Counts on College and raising funds for Mesa students. listed is just a handful of the partners and sponsors we have. We have some of the huge sponsors, BMO Harris Bank, City of Mesa, Visit Mesa, Empire, and clear down to small sponsors within the City of Mesa. Chick-fil-A, some of the smaller shops in Mesa Riverview come out and participate, and it's been great to see the positive response and how many companies have wanted to participate and be a part of the race, whether they're a huge corporation or a small Mesa business, and we've been excited to see that growth. This is the current sponsorship agreement that the race had with the City of Mesa and Visit Mesa, and that was for 2014 through 2016, so we just completed the sponsorship. And there was $30,000 by financial contribution as well as in kind. Mesa Fire and Medical, can't say enough good things about them. We have one of the best medical tents in the country. In fact, I had the Boston Marathon medical director contact me after the second year that the City of Mesa Fire Department was involved, just asking what we did and how we did and how we were able to put together such a phenomenal finish line area. Couldn't have done it without fire. Solid waste and recycling, transportation staff, phenomenal. They help plan the course. They help us with barricading. Parks and Rec is gracious and lends us so many of their resources, as well as the Public Information's Office, who helps us promote the race and works with us on informing the citizens. Mesa, Visit Mesa is also fantastic. They help us develop the stay and play packages and work with all the hotels to encourage runners to stay, and also to help the hotels know what accommodations they should provide and what extras they need to provide to encourage runners to come back each year. And the response has been exciting. The reason I'm here today is to propose a new sponsorship for the next 3 years. The first, and I think one of the largest changes, is changing the name to the from the Phoenix Marathon to the BMO Harris Bank Mesa Phoenix Marathon. And that would begin right now, starting with our 2017 race and carry through 2019. We're asking to continue the previous initiatives as far as in-kind sponsorship and working with all of the transportation, solid waste, all of the departments that we've worked for. We're also proposing that we work with Visit Mesa. We're actually well into that process, developing a contract and proposal for hotels and the modified stay and play program. And we would also suggest that we partner with the city to promote the rebranding, work with other sponsors who might help with that cost. One of the big things we've talked about is the start line inflatables and some of those bigger things where we really want to rebrand and get the City of Mesa name on there right away. Included in that sponsorship are suggestions where we could work with the city on promotion of health and wellness. We have worked substantially with Mesa Public Schools on getting their kids out and running, also working with any businesses or even specifically City of Mesa employees on participation in health-related activities, including the marathon, that might help with insurance benefits and stuff like that. We're also in the process of working with the transportation department on making some modifications to the course. We want to keep it fast. We want to remain a Boston qualifying course, but we also want to reduce the impact for the citizens. We want to reduce the cost of barricading in place if possible, but you know, there are some communities, some neighborhoods in Mesa that are affected, and so we're just trying to look at how we can reduce that and make a better course. Our proposal is to increase the City of Mesa and Visit Mesa financial assistance to $20,000 in 2017, 2018, and 2019. Are there questions, comments, anything I can ask specifically, answer?
Thank you, Jamie. Yes, Mr. Luna.
First of all, thank you so much for rebranding it. Because everybody that I run into is, why is it called Phoenix Marathon?
You and me both.
So I appreciate it. What can you tell us? What was our sponsorship before this?
Sponsorship before was $30,000 total, split equally between Visit Mesa and City of Mesa. Okay.
the request for the next 3 years would be $20,000 each year, but split equally between Visit Mesa and the City of Mesa. And Visit Mesa has already agreed to their $10,000 for each year.
Thank you. Mr. Cavanaugh.
I think it's a great idea. I hope we give direction to move ahead. The partnership between the three entities is really strong. As Mark Garcia always says, we need more and better mousetraps for tourists in Mesa, and this certainly is one, because we know that sports tourism is a significant growing sector of the travel industry. So I think it's money that's wisely invested on a whole variety of levels for our community. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure to be associated with the marathon. I should disclose that prior to running for mayor, I was on the committee and participated as a volunteer and as a runner in previous years. And I've been to this event, I think, each year that it's, well, not I think, I've been to this event each year. The finish line and the whole experience, I think, is unless you've been there, it's difficult to describe it because it is huge. I mean, thousands of people, it literally gridlocks and shuts down the whole Riverview side of town, and you know, that's the good news because there's lots of people there spending money and doing things. Gridlock, you know, the bad news is this community needs to kind of get used to the fact that one day a year there's some gridlock in other parts of the town as well. So there's some growing pains associated with being a marathon city and learning about that. But so I'm excited that we have this marathon. Big cities have marathons. Cities that big cities put on great events like this. So between the volunteers and the participants and the visitors to our community, you know, thousands of people come to Mesa as a result of this. It was important to me to see the name transition. I mean, for our city to invest in this, not just the finances, but the sweat equity and all of the resources, the in-kind resources through public safety, I think it's important that the return on the investment for us be branding and goodwill associated with our city. So that was important to me, and so thank you for the rebranding. Also, because this is an interesting partnership between government and a private entity that owns and operates the marathon, I think it's important that we also, though, have some buy-in on, as far as the finances go and the accounting. So I think we talked at some point about I support the progression going from $15,000 a year from city money matched by Mr. Garcia and Visit Mesa to $20,000. I think that's great. You've been an amazing success story. I think people who have run marathons and seen marathons start, I mean, you guys are the new story of the most successful startup marathon I've seen ever. So congratulations. So I'm anxious to reward you for that and to show that we're ready to step up just like you have. So I'm fully supportive of the increased participation. I do, though, think that there needs to be a string attached that the city's not blind to the financial dealings of the marathon, that we see your finances and we know that that we're not being taken advantage of. I know we're not, but we're the government and we have to all be careful and do things at arm's length. So with that caveat, I am supportive of this proposal.
Mayor, just for clarification, it's going from 15 to 25.
Okay,
each,
I'm sorry.
Each every year, yeah. So additional okay. 10,000, so 15 to 25.
I heard you say 10, and that wasn't squaring. Okay. Yeah. So the total participation between the city and Mesa, Visit Mesa, will be $50,000 annually. Okay. So it's at 10,000. And like I say, you've proven that this is a significant event. It's not just a good idea that we wonder if it's going to catch on or not. We know that it is, and it's grown every year. So I'm supportive of that increase, but I would like to see just us work together and know what. And I think it's perfectly appropriate because you have private management. You and others are involved. This is your job to put on this marathon. So, of course, you need to earn a salary as a result of this. So I'm not suggesting that's not what ought to happen here. But I think we just need to, everybody needs to know when we're putting some public money into the till, that opens you up to scrutiny as far as your finances go. So I think this is agendized as provide direction, which I think, Carrie, would mean that you want to know from us if we want to go forward with this deal. Is that right?
Yes.
Thank you. Would anyone like to make a motion?
Mayor, just quickly, yes. This is a sponsorship, so that's why we'll move forward, and then we'll report this to the council as we do with all our professional services contracts. That's where the council will see it. So it won't come back to the council. We, as sponsorships and professional services, that's why we want to make sure we're clear here, because then we just move forward with the increase in the allocation, because it will become under the category of a sponsorship.
Okay. And is the threshold for council approval $25,000?
Sponsorships are like professional service contracts. We just report those back to you on a quarterly basis.
All right. Any more discussion, or is there a motion to be made on this? Mr. Luna.
I think this is great. I think what you do for our community is amazing, and I'm truly supportive of this. So we don't need, do we need to?
Just let.
Yeah.
Make sure the council's comfortable moving forward. We're going to move forward with that.
Okay, so let me make sure I'm clear. Do we need a motion on this, or are you just getting the consensus of council?
The direction.
You need a motion. Okay, thank you.
So I move that we continue with the sponsorship, BMO Paris Bank, Mesa Phoenix Marathon.
Thank you. There's been a motion made.
Second.
And a second. Mr. Richens.
Just a quick comment. I actually live in the neighborhood at the end of the line, and our neighborhood probably feels more of the brunt of it than anything. And the first year was horrible. Second year was rocky. Third year, yeah. I mean, so things as they evolve are getting better. I still think we have a little bit of work to do in stepping up the communication between people who live north of the marathon route and things that they're trying to get to south of the marathon route. We're still having a hard time navigating people around. And I think after five? How many times have we run this?
This is the fifth year. The fourth year for the pool. So the fourth year, it would have affected your specific neighborhood.
Right. So I just think we need to do a little bit more work there as far as how we're communicating. Because there's a lot of folks that I hear from that have to go somewhere south of the route. And after running it this many times, I think we have a good sense of when runners are starting to clear the route. And obviously, the people that are trying to qualify for Boston Marathon and everything, those guys go through the course in 2.5 hours or so, right? Am I right?
Or three and a half.
Some
of them are really fast, though.
So, but the ones that are in it for the competition go pretty quickly. And I think that we need to consider making some travel concessions earlier in the route towards the tail end of the main group, to allow people to get through quicker.
Right.
And so that, you know, I get that you don't want to stop runners to let cars go through, but there's also, we need to all live with each other. I'm a marathon fan. Don't take this as criticism. I think it's a great part of the community. I think it's important for a community of our size to have an event like this. Appreciate the name is great and all that, but the logistics matter in order for us to continue to grow this in our community and how we interact with those neighbors and how you guys communicate what you're doing. I hear a lot of complaints about when signs go up to advertise it within the community. They seem to go up at really early in the process, and people don't like that for some reason. So it's probably our own fault as politicians when we put up our own signs. So we're causing that problem for you. But anyway, if we could all be cognizant of that, that would be really helpful, I think, and in getting it, you know, maybe a little bit more postcard mailers, a little bit more door hangers with people that are really in close proximity to that, and being cognizant of how that route looks, making sure every neighborhood can escape somehow.
And transportation has been fantastic. I mean, they've actually given us maps this year and said, you know, these are the neighborhoods that have no access, you know, ingress or egress during the race. You know, so we're looking at moving actually even in your neighborhood, the race off of that area and down to University, and just making some changes as far as the course to facilitate the flow of traffic. But also we're considering, you know, last year we did detour maps for the police officers, but we're also looking at flyering additional doors, sending postcards, doing inserts and utility bills. And the more we can do to inform people, the better off we'll all be. Because if people know what's going on and how they can get around, they're not going to be upset or as upset. So, you know, that's kind of our goal, to keep more people informed and just to kind of stay ahead of the curve.
Information is key. And I appreciate hearing your willingness to adjust routes. Sometimes it's as simple as just being on the other side of the street.
Right.
You know, that there's no ingress egress for the business around Banner, but when we put it on the other side of the street, then we block the whole neighborhood, but Banner's neither coming nor going, you know, from that curve. But I appreciate that willingness. That's really what it's about, to make a relationship work, is that flexibility, both on our side and on yours. So looking forward to another great running of the marathon this year.
Thank you.
So thanks. Thanks, Mayor.
Great, thank you. Any additional comments? If not, we have a motion for approval and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. And thank you, Kim and Brad and Jamie, for bringing this great event to our community. It's a real jewel, and we appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Next item on our agenda, item number 3, is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Council, anything to share? Hearing none, item 4 is scheduling of meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. We will not be having a study session this Thursday. I know many of you will be attending the Arizona League Conference here in Phoenix. And then our next study session and council meeting will be Monday, August 29th. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn this meeting? Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.